The greatest mark of worldly kingdoms is death. Augustine once said that the dead are replaced by the dying. The characteristic of every other kingdom in the world is that they have start dates and end dates. Everything is dying. Everyone is dying. But God breaks in and he says to David, "I'm promising a king and a kingdom that will not fade away, a king who will not die." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7 even makes reference to this whenever it reads, "Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." So God is talking about a kingdom that is greater than death and sin and time. And if that's true about the kingdom, then the king will need to be greater than death, greater than sin, and greater than time. His greatness will be seen and measured in the way that he serves and in the way that he reigns. And this kingdom spreads and it marches and it makes itself known today through Christ's church, through the church taking on the characteristics and the values of the kingdom. What we are involved in here is not a big self-help campaign when we talk about the church. The church and her mission is not about living your best life now. The church is about making known that there are two kingdoms in this world and everyone is living in one of them. Everyone is taking up residence in a kingdom, and our great message is that people can come into the forever kingdom that has been secured by Christ. All other kingdoms will be marked by sin, by death, by corruption, by sorrow, by brokenness, by an expiration date. But Jesus, our King, reigns over all, has all authority, and all things are under his feet, and he is the head over all things, and in him all things hold together. So listen, this king invites you, commands you to come to him to enjoy all these things that he has designed for us to enjoy. So come to King Jesus and trade death for life, sin for righteousness, brokenness for healing, sorrow for joy, a hateful tyrant for a loving father, lies for truth, insanity for sensibility, slavery for freedom. Come to the King and enjoy all things. As you pray today, please remember Pablo Munoz and his family, our national changemakers in Chile. And also remember the Polish Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Poland.